So, hey everyone, welcome. It is We Watch Stuff number 212, fresh off of the alien COVID-19 conspiracy theories. I am Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's up, man?
You know, I hate the term conspiracy theory so much. So, you have no idea how much it just drives me insane.
Okay, I didn't know this. So, why does it bother you so much?
Because a lot of it's involved my feelings. Here's the thing about conspiracy theory. You don't have to prove it's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one can ever prove it's wrong to you. And all you got to do is find one person that agrees, and you're fine. And I'm dealing in the field where a lot of people are pissing COVID thing like it's overblown and we hiding the truth and it's not really COVID killing these people and it's just a way to make money. And I'm like, are y'all insane? Like, seriously. Like, everybody's in on it. Like, we're going to literally not work just to do what? My whole thing is I always ask people, if it's a conspiracy, what's the point? Like, what's the goal?
So, I would... All right, this is off the top of my head. We didn't plan any of this. So, the COVID thing for me would be so that we're enslaved to a government who's now puppets for this alien species that came down, which would answer the question, like, where'd they go, where are they from, and all that sort of stuff. Our government leaders know this, and they've all been trained so that they can't, like, in chip implants. We're going conspiracy theory. So
yeah, did they miss the president with that chip? The one that's saying, "Well, we put sunlight and bleach in our bodies." Is that chip malfunction? Like, come on, I've heard too many dumb people in charge. That sounds all nice, and people are already enslaved to the government. Yeah. Like that's how things work. I hear about that all the time. I hear about drug use and all of this and stuff, and I'm like, y'all have no idea. We've been talking about this thing for months. People still have no idea. I went out. What did I go out to? To Home Depot. I just need to grab something fast. And it was packed.
Yes. Yes.
And it was a long line. And people were spaced out. And they weren't letting people in until a certain amount of people left out. Everybody had masks. They were getting out hand sanitizers. They were taking care of themselves. And people was like taking it seriously. I go to the grocery store and get some eggs. Half the people walk around with no masks. They're all clumped, you know, next to each other and stuff like this. And it's like, y'all, this stuff is causing multiple disease symptoms in like every age group. People my age and younger just having strokes from blood clots. And it's affecting us more because, you know, sickle cell traits. Babies are having like inflammation in their hearts and lungs. Like, people having, like, rashes on their feet that look like frostbite. Like, it's just, it's hitting you everywhere. But, oh, well, I want to go back to work. I need to go back to, you know, Ruby Tuesdays to get my eat on. you really want to sit down on the Olive Garden that bad? Like,
what a goofy restaurant to choose.
That's because that's what they want to do. Like, I need to sit down to eat. And the funniest thing is the movie, because even movie theaters, like, we ain't opening because you said so.
Yeah.
Like, we're going, like, 25% capacity, we're not going to make any money. There's no movies out. What's the point? And I was just thinking, like, imagine you go to movies. You can't sit next to your spouse because you'll be spaced out. If it's 25% capacity, what, 5 to 10 people going to be in the theater? Like, during each showing, you're going to have your mask on until you take it off to eat food, like, and you're going to sit somewhere with air conditioning around a bunch of people that you have no idea their health status for 2 hours.
Yeah, if the air conditioning even works, for that matter. Because, believe me,
It'd be worse if it does work, because, like, it travels by... They've been realizing that it travels by droplets, and a lot of people are getting sick because air conditioning has a lot of moisture and a lot of droplets easy to travel. No, a movie theater would be the last... A movie theater would be the last place I want to be at right now. Other place like the mall, you running in, grabbing something, fine. Any place I'm going in and out, cool. Sitting around a bunch of people for a couple hours, nope. You can have it.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that because I just thought about, like, even like what we do. Like, I've been to the Lowe's a bunch just because we're working on stuff outside. And I figured out the trick. I just go when they first open at like 6 in the morning. No one's there. I pre-order it, go, and get out. It's great. We went one time where we didn't order it first and we just left. Oh, I'm sorry, that was two times. One, we just drove by. The other time, we just left. Like, I can't handle this, because I did not run into the same situation you did with people. There are the people, I think I might have told you about this, but there are the people that were spaced out, and then there are people who were spaced out. Like, totally oblivious to your surroundings. And I was telling Kevin, it's funny how much you really pay attention to how much other people don't pay attention. Like, now that you're, like, you've got your, like, heightened senses. Because we all run into the people who will just stop in the middle of a sidewalk or hallway or just walk out of a store and just stop right in front of you. You're like, okay, they just didn't get it. But now with this, it's like, is everyone doing this? And especially around here, when things start to go back to normal, whatever, I'm terrified of driving around here. Because I've already seen how people are driving with little traffic on the road. I'm like, these bastards are going to get used to being able to drive this way when everyone else gets back out. And if it's like a few months from now, oh my God, we're all going to die.
Well, they talked about, I know California, they talked about how the increase of speeding tickets because it's like half the traffic that they used to have. And so it's kind of like, oh, I can go 100 now. Yeah, nobody on the road. Yeah, I know it's, I know some people like in a rut, like some people like they need to work. They got to take care of themselves. That's fine. But it has nothing to do with safety or kind of like the economy. It's kind of like they don't want to pay unemployment and they're opening stuff that, you know, what minorities work at and poor people go to. Because I'm like, I don't see country clubs opening up. I don't see tanning salons opening up. Like, when I see offices, you can open up and be fine, let me know. I'm not rushing to the food court or the pawn shop or nothing. Like, no. As much as I miss going getting a haircut and getting manicure, pedicure, I've seen what this does to people. No. No. You can have it. Like, I don't have to go out. I'm not going out. Period. Kiss my ass.
I mean, yeah. No, I don't blame it. And that's the thing. If you don't want to, don't. I think it's smarter that way. You know, it's... we're on like these message, like not message boards, but like a Facebook page. Do you have these for your neighborhood or next door? Those like websites.
I never go on them, but they exist.
Oh, dude, ours, it's nothing but complaining about stuff, and I never respond. I just read and go, okay, but it's always complaining about people doing this, and I'm like, well, okay, I get it, but then just don't go do that. Like, they're talking about, like, walking on the greenway here, which is, like, the sort of nature trail we have that they're still building. And, like, everyone's on the nature on the greenway. Then why are you going? Just avoid it. You can walk around the neighborhood. You can do something else, you know. It's just, and that's why when you said it, just, you're not going to do that. And I'm like, good. There's someone smart. So, especially when you mentioned movies. Like, I never even thought of that. Because, one... I think you touched on it. Nothing's going to come out. Like, what did they move Wonder Woman to? August?
Something like most of the stuff they moved to late summer to August if it's this year, or half of they moved to next year.
Yeah, and I'm like, why don't they just move to next year?
Just because they hedging their bets because everyone else has. It's kind of like, I want to keep an opening there. Yeah. And it's like, I don't, people like, oh, you know, we can go back because... it's fine now. I'm like, no, it's not. what changed? Do we have a treatment plan? No. Do we have enough protective equipment for healthcare providers? No. Do we have a vaccine? No. What changed? Oh, it got hot? It was hot in places that already had it. Because last time I checked, we're on an earth. So we have different seasons. So some places was already hot and they had it. And we still have cases. And places that open back up are already getting more cases. And Texas is already talking about, like, Friday stuff's going to open up here. And then more stuff's going to open up in May. And it's like, oh, you know, we can't stay in the house forever. I'm like, don't worry. You know what you can do forever? You can be dead forever. Go ahead and go out because you miss doing stuff. You let me know how that go. I'm going to wait in the house and relax. I always... me and you, we watch like disaster movies and zombie movies. now you know you can see how it happened. It's like people be that dumb to do. It's like, yep, because the same things that we're doing now, people did in 1918, the last time I had a big flu. Some of the exact things, you know, had anti-face mask protest. They had that back then.
Yes. That's fine, but there's anti-face masks? Protest now?
You can't force me to cover my face.
Oh.
That's, you know, you're impinging on my rights. Don't tread on me, government. All that crap. Like, you know, people like, I need to go back. And the funny thing is, they're not saying they need to go back to work. They saying other people need to go back to work so they can get the stuff they get. Like, I need to get a haircut. It's not barbers out there protesting. It's people with jacked up edges. It's like, I need to get my nails done. I need to get a haircut. I need to go to a restaurant. Bitch, cook. The grocery store is open. Cook some food. Like, no. And I'm more and more just detaching myself. Like, I'm not detaching myself from stuff, but I'm like, y'all do what y'all want. I'm taking care of myself. It's no saving y'all. Good luck. I hope things are well. Some of this my problem, so I have to deal with it. But the rest of it, good luck.
So on that, on the movie note, we'll get into actual something now. So I saw Universal, and you told me Warner. You said Warner Brothers doing the same thing.
Regal Cinema.
Regal, that's it. Sorry, I knew I was gonna mess it up. I knew I was gonna mess it up. Told you before we started, this is gonna be rough. I was just losing train of thought already. Anyways, Regal Cinemas and AMC Cinemas are not going to carry Universal movies. Which you're like, okay, so, well, that's the Fast and the Furious franchise, which of course doesn't come out till next year now, but all because they put out Trolls, and wow, and I'll get to the other stuff in a second, but they put out, was it Trolls?
Troll World Tour.
Yeah, and that made $100 million in DVD and video on demand sales. And then they said, well, we're going to be doing that for a lot more movies going forward. Well, AMC and Regal, apparently, just said, no, well, then you're not using our theaters for it. And I didn't realize that AMC was the biggest theater chain in the country. I could have swore that was Regal, but that's pretty huge. I know what we were saying like before with even with this, like, you want to go to the movies, but going forward, when it does open back up, I mean, I meant to look up a list of Universal releases coming forward besides like Fast and Furious, but that's a lot of theaters that you're not going to see, you know, you're not going to get your product in. And then do you still spend all that money on advertising for like a video on demand thing? Like all that sort of thing. There's a lot of different facets of this that I don't know if this is a game of chicken or whatever it is between.
No, they're looking out like not just Fast and Furious, Jurassic, you know, Jurassic Park.
Oh,
because they're third, yeah. And like those are two big money. They look out, I can see both sides. It's like from the movie standpoint, it's kind of like, why are we going to show y'all if y'all going to just release it 2 weeks from now? Mm-hmm. What's the point? And because seriously, like, it is like, what's the point? Like we don't get that much. We don't get the money because like if it's on TV, you're not going to rush. Like once it's on TV, you're not going to go to the movie. If it's not a big spectacle movie that you guys in the movie theater, you're not going to rush like that. And now with this scenario, people aren't going to be in a rush to go back to movie theaters like that anyway. Because that's assuming like the movie theater opened up with all these restrictions and stuff. It's like, I'll just wait for it to come out. For as far as the studios, it's like, do I want to keep 50% of my profits or 80% of my profits? Like they said, we made more in 3 weeks on video on demand than we did 5 months in the theater.
That's crazy. So the Mac. That's just crazy to me. Because I know the movie theaters don't make, unless the models change, the movie theaters make all their money off of concession sales. Like
they get a split.
Well, this is a long time ago, mind you. When I worked there, they made 25 cents off every ticket. And that was back when movies were like $5.25. So, I mean, it wasn't that much, which is, goddamn, that's insane to say out loud. A nighttime show for a movie was $5.25. And no, I'm not 170 years old either. Wow. All right, so anyways. But no, that's funny. I wonder how they do split it up now.
Yeah, but it's kind of like they want to cut out the – if they can cut out the middleman, they cut out the middleman. And if it's not a big spectacle movie – everybody's home, yeah, show, you can show it on video. Like, people used to video on demand now, or streaming. And it's like, they have, I can watch it at home, I can watch it in my own time, in the comfort, I don't gotta worry about people making noise, or waiting in line, anybody being sick. It's easy, it's fun. And movie theater, like, theaters, like, we don't want y'all doing that. Mm-hmm. What you wanna come see us for? Because it's kind of like, you know, we need to exist. And to be perfectly honest, it's certain experiences. Like, I love going to the movie theater opening night, opening weekend, when you see like a big time movie on a big screen.
Absolutely.
Because you can't beat that experience.
Yes.
Like, you can't. Like, no, nothing at home will touch that. But beyond that, what's the point?
Well, you know what? That's very true, because I don't think we've seen any like major release outside of opening weekend. It's like, once opening weekend's done, This is really what a lot of moviegoers do as well. We just don't go. So, like, every Avengers, like, any movie we've seen that we talk about on this show, Avengers, Aquaman, XXX, still one of my favorite ones, we've seen them, like, Thursday or that weekend. You know, I guess Thursday would be included in the movie weekend now. But it's always immediate, because you want that experience. And also, with the way spoilers go, that was my main thing. I don't want the movie to get ruined for me. So, and I guess at home, yeah. And also, I know the two of us are not part of this, but you don't, like, I don't watch these. I won't watch these big movies on a phone. But then also, like, I've got a good TV finally, so maybe that'd change. But some of these movies, the spectacle is not made for a home either. Like, no. Trolls, whatever. Who cares? But, I mean, imagine seeing Avengers just on your phone. No?
No. You'd be disappointed.
Right.
And I was just thinking about that, where unless you have an awesome system, you're going to miss a lot when it comes to action movies compared to the theater.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people don't care. I mean, seriously, like, I use an example. TV sound systems these days are trash. Mm-hmm. And most people don't care, because they don't care. Like, it's not a priority to them. It's like, if it's big and it's thin, that's fine. And you compare, like, the old box TVs and floor TVs, and they sound like, you need space for sound. They were big, they had sound. This crap out now, I'm like, it's no way in the world I would at least not watch these movies without at least not having a sound bar. But that's because sound's important. But our first don't care. Like, they used to watching stuff in sphere anyway. Like, I stream music. The quality wasn't the same for the most part. I don't care, because I'm used to it. I watch a movie on the phone. It's convenient. I'm not worried about it. Most people don't care and don't worry about it. So the movie experience doesn't matter. It's convenience matters.
True. Yeah, and that's just one of those things. Like, I know exactly what you said, and I don't disagree with you. I don't get it. But
it's not important.
I know.
And the whole thing, you know, was, sound wasn't important to me until I realized how much I was missing. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a TV that was 27 inches, and I didn't realize one of the speakers were broken till, like, by accident. And I'm like, well, I was missing. I was playing, like, certain video games, and, like, I wouldn't hear certain things. Or stuff would drop out. And I could not figure out why. And I realized, like, one of the speakers was broken. And that was, like, years. And once I realized that happened, I made an effort to never skimp on sound at all. Mm-hmm. But I'm rare. Like, it's maybe one TV in the house that doesn't have speakers. Every other TV has at least, like, two speakers and a sound woofer. Three rooms have surround sound. But that's I'm the minority, because it's important to me. Most people, like, if I got a nice size screen and maybe a sound bar, I'm good to go. And they won't even need the sound bar, because, like, whatever.
Well, it's funny how far those have come. Like, we're of the age where sound, remember when sound systems came out, like for the mm-hmm. home, and it was always Top Gun. Every time you went somewhere, they were playing Top Gun, just for the subwoofer, and it was like the most enthralling thing ever. Like, I've got to get one of those, and they were ridiculously expensive. They sounded good, but they were still like, they sounded good back then. I can't imagine what they actually sound like now. I know there's like that whole retro audio thing going, where like, oh, it sounds warmer into this, and it's like, I get some of that, but not for movies. And
yeah,
like, when, like, when they redid Star Wars, the one thing he did right was he did it in the THX. He redid the sounds on it, which everyone ignores because of the visuals he added and whatever else he did to it. But it sounded better than the original.
I mean, George Lucas basically invented a lot of sound and vision stuff we do now. Like a lot of CGI and surround sound came from that man. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know, I don't know what I can't do, so we're going to do as much as we can do. Like, Top Gun used to be the one you showed off, and then it became The Matrix. Like, when DVD and surround sounds, you know, and, like, Blu-ray, you show off The Matrix.
Yep.
And it's always like a movie like that, because certain stuff just sound up. I have friends over now, and I show them the game. Like, imagine you used to playing, like, video games on, like, a 30 to 55-inch TV, and then you play on a 120-inch screen. With speakers all, when I say all around the room, I mean all around the room, including the ceiling.
Oh.
I had the entire thing wired up.
Nice.
So imagine, my whole thing was, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right and not do it. So
exactly.
I have done. Because like when Atmos came up, Atmosphere sound, I'm like, you know what? Let me give it a try. Like, I got a house, I can do it. So I threw four ceiling speakers in. I got three speakers in the front with the subwoofer, two on the side, two in the back. Watching Infinity War or like an action movie on a big screen with real sound, and a lot of times my sound is better than the movie theater because I can calibrate it correctly in my room and not have to compromise, or it's not like a crappy room. Yeah, it's like, can't go back to trash.
Yeah, yes. And all right, so two things out of that. One, there's nothing worse to me when we go to the movies than when the sound is garbage. And I will sit there and complain. Like, this better not, like, during, all right, I don't know if this happens with you. The previews. One, the previews are, for whatever reason, they don't format them for the entire screen. Some do, some don't. I'm like, why is it still like this? It's all digital projection now. They should all be formatted the same. It makes no sense. And then some of them, I don't know. I guess it's because we'll see them in large format theaters like RPX or IMAX or something like that. But then these trailers aren't, the sound's not made for them, because that's one thing lost on those. The RPX and the IMAX sound is insane. Like, they, most of the time, those are perfect. But then when it's not, oh boy, that is very, very obvious. And that's where I get picky about the theaters I go see it at, as we found out with Force Awakens. So,
yeah, I remember you was like, I think the movie was trash. And he was like, oh, yeah, the sound was bad. I'm like, oh, there you go. But, I mean, that's, but we're the minority, because it's important to us. And most people is kind of like, it's fine. Like, really, the switch from VHS to DVD was like the last big shift that was like real noticeable. Everything else is kind of like, you notice if you pay attention a little bit, but you don't pay attention. Like, the jump from like 480 to like 720 to 1080, real noticeable. VHS to DVD, noticeable. DVD to 4K, not really.
Yeah.
If you got the right stuff, it does. And now they go to 8K, it's like, it's, you're coming at the point with diminishing returns at this point. Like, the only time you notice different changes, it's funny, is video games.
Oh, for sure.
Because I started playing Final Fantasy on PlayStation 4, and I remember when it was state-of-the-art PlayStation 1, and I put the pictures up, and I was like, we have come a long ass. We come a long, like, you put the pictures next to it, they're like, this like some caveman shit. And I remember when Final Fantasy came out on PlayStation 1, this was like state of the art. You had never seen anything in your life like that.
Yeah.
I see it now and I'm like, wow. I'm not even going back on the Nintendo era, like just the PlayStation era, like three PlayStations ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like somebody went from riding a bike to being in a space shuttle.
Yeah, I distinctly remember the first time we saw a PlayStation. It was at Toys R Us. For those who don't know those, that's exactly what it sounds like. So we're like, what the hell is a PlayStation? And we saw the graphics, and Doom was one of the games. I mean, we were such shitbags in school. We just used credit cards and whatever else. We bought like almost every game that was out and bought the system because it looked insane. And then Resident Evil came out, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit, what is this? I've never seen anything like this. And they just put Resident Evil back out. It was on the Xbox store for $5. And it's supposed to be a remastered version. Like, not to the extent they did 2 and 3. Wow. games have come a long way from then.
Yeah,
just games, like you were saying, like, this is trash. I can't even finish it.
Yeah, games jump. And age, it's, like, real distracting. Like, mm-hmm. I remember Metal Gear Solid came out on PlayStation 1. I'm like, this feel like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, I never... Metal Gear Solid 2 came out on PlayStation 2. I'm like, what? Like, how long... I'm like, how do they do so much just from the jump from PlayStation 1 to PlayStation 2? Mm-hmm. Like, is it, and then PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3, same thing. So by the time PlayStation 4 come out and you play stuff like God of War and Spider-Man, you're like, all right, where else can you go? Like, so you keep feeling like, you know, you can't go any further. But we'll find out this wintertime because PlayStation 5 and Xbox drops.
Is that this winter or are they delaying it?
Well, they haven't said they delayed it yet. The only thing they said is it may be hard getting systems, you know, when they drop because of delays.
Well, good. Yeah. What else is new? So.
But the people who got money to spend are going to spend the money. So.
Well, they're saying the PlayStation, that could be almost $1,000.
They're not going to do that mistake again.
They can't. They
learned their lesson with PlayStation 3. So more than likely, it's going to be probably $550.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to get. So.
Yeah, I already know which one. I've always gotten Xbox as secondary consoles anyway, but I'm like, beside first-person shooters, it's nothing on Xbox that I can't just get on Sony and on PlayStation. And PlayStation makes more things I like, so, yeah.
That's smart. Well, the only reason I got an Xbox, well, I got one because I didn't really know what I was buying. And then I started dating Elise, and her son had an Xbox. I'm like, oh, cool. So the Xbox One comes out. He gets one. I get one. Well, then all of a sudden, shitbag gets his girlfriend, and he gets a PlayStation 4 out of the blue and totally ditches me to go play PlayStation. I'm like, I'm only buying an Xbox because of you, because I'd always been buying PlayStations. So I guess I'll have to coordinate with him, because I got no friends on Xbox. No one I know is ever on the thing. So... That's just me slowly complaining. Sorry. Anyways, but yeah, I mean, I'd love to be one of those guys that gets both, but you don't need both.
And yeah, I used to get both, but I'm like, I play my Xbox One maybe, I got like two or three games, so I was mostly using it as a Blu-ray, as like a 4K player. So, yeah, it's, I could do it, but there's no point. Like, it's just, it's basically just to brag about it. I'm too old. I'll seriously be like, I got every system. Who cares? Like, I don't have time. I realize with more free time I have, it's kind of like, it's so much stuff I haven't watched, I haven't done, that it's no point of getting a whole bunch of things I'm never going to touch. I have PlayStation 2 games I've never played. Oh, and I'm on PlayStation 4. Much less PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4. Like,
some money off of some
maybe. I might do like $3.
No, there's always there's that weird retro market now. You never know.
Yeah, I just got the feeling because they rumored PlayStation 5 will be able to play every PlayStation games from one forward. supposed to be backward compatible everything. So there's going to be a lot of people going on eBay trying to get some old PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2 games. But it's just like, I don't... Now I get a game, I get one game at a time. I learn my lesson. I play the game, and then when I'm done, I go to the next game. Before I used to get, I get around three or four games like that. I was going through my PlayStation 3 games, and it was like four Maddens. I never took the plastic off. I bought them, and I was like, I'm going to get around and play it. And it's like, wow, I got a man with Brett Favre on. Like, I had like four straight Maddens, and three of them were still in the plastic. Like, I never even took them out the plastic to play. Like, I got it, I got distracted, and didn't play it. And that's why I don't buy sports games anymore. So I'm like, I don't have the time, so I'm not going to fake it. Last sports game I got was one of the WWE games. I think before they became trash. I think either the one with The Rock on the cover or the one with CM Punk on the cover. One of those two. I can't remember.
I haven't played one of those, or hadn't played one of those, I mean, in forever. So they had WWE 2K19? Not the really bad one that came out this year. I think it was 19. I couldn't figure out what the hell I was doing. I'm like, what happened to the punch and grapple shit? I pull up like the button scheme. You gotta like every button's got something. I'm like, where's punch? Just show me where punch is. Or a kick would be fine.
Do my Steve Austin offense.
Dude, I got steamrolled in one game and went, not for me, and just haven't played it since. Oh, this is crap. And then I heard they're just really bad now. So to the point they don't even try making one.
Yeah, 20 was bad. They're not even releasing 21. They said we're not having one. So
well, they're never gonna top the old like the was it Royal Rumble that was like the photorealistic one that was the arcade stand up? Nothing's beating that. Oh my god, I love that game. We worked at the movies. They had one, so that's all we used to do. It was so fun.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, they were good and they were great, but it's like, to me, sports games for me have gotten too complicated.
Yes.
And I'm like, it got to a point where before I didn't have to read instructions, but I could play Madden. I knew what did what. Mm-hmm. And then it started adding stuff and adding more stuff. And it's like, now I gotta move my head to throw the ball. I gotta shift my weight. I'm like, no, I don't need to be that realistic, to the point, like, it's not a flight simulator.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want my... We got season mode. We got to set the prices of hot dogs. Like, think of fuck yourself. I just want to throw the ball around.
Yes, I don't want to be an owner. I just want to play. And I remember playing the NBA 2K games, and it's kind of like, you got to hit... I try shooting it, like, what happens is, press a button and release a button.
Yes.
No, you gotta flick. You gotta jump and flick the like. What? No, I'm too old. And the funny thing is, I can deal with complicated controllers in like action games and fighting games, but sports games, I'm like, no, this is way. It's too much stuff going on as it is, and I'll never be able to compete with the young people who got more time. I don't bother.
When's the last time you tried hockey?
Genesis.
Okay, good. Those are the good ones. You don't, like, I think it used to be whatever the buttons were, a 0, O, whatever, right? That was, like, if you hold it down, it's a slap shot. If you just press it, it's a wrist shot. Nice and simple, right? No, not anymore. Now you have to use the control sticks. And I'm like, just shoot the puck. I don't want to do anything else. Just shoot it. I'm on a breakaway. I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing with this puck. And I just skate right on by. Just crashing the boards and someone hits me. I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. And just went on to, I was like at a store, so just walked away, whatever. I'm like, this is dumb. But yeah, like, button schemes is, like, I can get into it. I've been playing Warzone, that Call of Duty free battle royal thing. And I'm not good, by the way. But it's fun. It's simple. For the most part, it's simple. And that's just kind of like a lost thing now. And... like, my favorite game ever is a game no one's ever heard of. Well, it's called Poi Poi. P-O-Y-P-O-Y.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of it.
That game is incredibly fun and easy to play. And that's why when you said the PlayStation may be backwards, I still own it. I refuse to get rid of it. I've been trying to find the sequel, But I guess it goes for like $1,000 now. I'm like, no, I'm not.
You don't want it that much.
No.
I don't blame you. Yeah. No, it's maybe because we sound like old fuddy. That like we came from the era where it's like, you know, two buttons, three at the most. Stuff was simple because it had to be simple. And like, yeah, when six buttons became a thing on Super Nintendo, like, oh, what's all these extra buttons? Shit on the top? And I got to use my thumbs? Like, that was... It felt like driving like a manual.
Yeah, yes. I remember giving my mom a Nintendo paddle to play Super Mario. I was like, oh, you just run with this and jump. That's all you do. She couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to be like that. But now that we're talking, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, and then when they first start adding like analog sticks, it's like,
yep.
Okay. It was like one, and then they added two. It's like, okay, so what are we using the control pad anymore? It's like sometimes. And now it's four buttons on top. It's kinda like but you got used to it. But the weirdest thing is like playing first person shooters and shooting with the top buttons. I'm used to it now. When I first started doing it, it never felt right. Because I'm used to like face buttons. Mm-hmm. Everything used to be face buttons. The top buttons were always like auxiliary stuff or like turning.
Yeah.
Not like action stuff because it didn't feel right. Now it doesn't feel right not doing it because it's just every game does it, so you're used to it. And eventually, like, people get used to doing stuff. But sports games, like, doing stuff with the control, with the digital pad or the analog pad, so like a button, I will never get used to that. Never.
Yeah.
I've tried. It never feels right. I'm like, let me tap a button, hit a button. Not, I got to flick it and everything because... Yeah, we sound like two old men.
No, it's, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, I'm used to it now, but it's like, it's more like the lost art of simplicity. Like, there's no reason. Well, you know, not all wrist shots are the hardest. No, they're not. But neither is my dainty limp wrist one, because I can't figure out how the hell to do the control stick. Like, I just, stop it. And then they took fighting out of hockey, which was dumb. I mean, I know they took blood out first, which is, you know, whatever. And then they took out fighting. You're like, man, I know they don't fight as much in the NHL, but just so give it to us in the video games. And then the one that really, I haven't played a sports game since, they don't make NCAA football anymore.
Yes.
I used to play my brother, which this was mind-blowing back then. My brother he went to Michigan Tech. So we used to play NCAA football over a dial-up connection, and he's in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. We used to play each other, and we used to talk on headsets over it. It was the wildest thing ever. And now, if like my 300 megabytes doesn't work, I freak out. But you know, and it was fun. And then they stopped. They stopped after when I entered. I mean, no. I almost made a very severe error. I know why they stopped. I don't agree at all with why. But now there may be a chance it's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed they don't screw it up. But I loved everything about it. It was just cool. But I'm sure they'll probably make it too hard. You have to be the new athletic director mode or some crap.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, I've heard them talking about bringing back, because, like, I guess we got to start paying these people. So it's like, oh, I hope y'all survive. And that's the thing when it comes to that, and it comes to, like, a lot of stuff. When you're used to not paying people, you'll always have a problem with paying them.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't matter how much, but this country is built on not paying people. So... they're like, it ain't broke, why break it? That's how they looking at it. It's like, no, pay me. And it's people have problems with, like, kind of like, why we gotta pay them? Y'all get paid? And they don't, it cracks me up where I want to be able to make as much money as possible, but I don't want them making money because that's, like, they shouldn't be there for the money. Like, what? No, it's... college, yeah, I know a lot of people talked about college football, and I remember like people missing. I never bought the games. I was like, I'm not as big as college sports as pro sports.
Because
that whole y'all don't get paid thing just always rubbed me the wrong way. And then people be holding about, we're building men. They don't need to get paid. And you got a horse farm and a private plane. Talk about them getting paid or ruin the sport. Like, if you ever look at the, I looked at this flag one time, and it was talking about like highest paid like public servants in America. And out of like the 50 states, like 47 was either a football coach or a basketball coach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That, I think it was like,
yeah, I think it was only like a few that was kind of like, it was, it wasn't like, it wasn't a football or basketball coach. It was some other field. But it's like, it's norm, like if you, you know, an employee of the state, you, the most athletic coach. And people just accept that. Like, just making millions and millions. Players, whatever. They get a free education. I'm like, they only get it if they play. If they don't play, they don't get it. So it ain't free.
Yeah, I was. It's funny because my brother went through that sort of stuff. I mean, he played for a small school, so I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, he knows exactly what it was like. But there, I'm not saying there's more to it. No, that's definitely not what I want to say. It's just funny having someone like kind of like on the inside of that stuff and to see how it's run, and especially like it being a small school. I can't imagine what goes on at like the bigger ones. And I know like we, like when someone gets caught, like, so you told you, it's like, well, they got caught. Like, what didn't they get caught doing? And then as we've gotten older, I know like there's inflation, things cost more, prices rise, right? Cost of living rises, cost of goods, whatever. Do you know offhand, and this is kind of a weird question, who was the first coach to be paid ridiculous? And I know, like, in the context of time and, like, what, how much money earned, or, I'm sorry, how much money was worth.
I don't know. You know? Probably, if it ain't either one of the Notre Dame coaches or Bear Bryant, I would guess, college-wise.
See, I was wondering if it was Nick Saban. And I know he's the easy one to blame everything on.
Oh, you mean, oh, this era?
Well, no, I mean, I guess any era.
Yeah, but so I mean, I figure Lou Holtz was making, or probably, oh, I would guess, what's his face? Bobby Bowden.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, good old boy in the South when Florida State was winning. Yeah. Like, if it wasn't Jimmy Johnson, it was, I would guess he'd like Jimmy Johnson or Bobby Bowden, like football.
Yeah, I'm. See, I'm all right.
Saban is like, yeah. Saban era is like when it's kind of like ridiculous money, like him and Jimbo Fisher and Dabo. If the players make a dime, I'm quitting. No, you not. Not yeah. All that money they paying.
Oh, they were never going to. But no. So right, where I was going with that is, so you got these guys who make for the time would be exuberant contracts, right? Or exuberant money. I don't even think contracts half time. But then. The players got the cost of education, and that's when the cost of education was actually, I'm gonna, this is air quotes here, reasonable. So it kind of made sense. Now, you see how much the coaches make, you see how much the athletic departments make, you see how much the schools make, you see how much the NCAA, the people telling you, you're not allowed to make money. And yes, the cost of education is nothing to sneeze at. There's absolutely not. So that's why I don't like when people say they don't get paid. Because, I mean, even in your case, you've got student debt, right?
But, no, let's go back to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cost of college education is high, artificially high, but they don't want them really getting a college education. That's
that was another part of it, too. Yeah, that was another part. That's a whole.
It's like, you get to get to school and get a degree, and you ain't got to go in debt to doing it. Mm-hmm. But it's like the coaches really, like, don't let this school stuff get in the way of practice.
Yep. Oh, I know. There's a certain school in Columbus that's all about that. So yeah, no, I don't disagree with you at all. I was aiming more like the money part. Like when like something has to change, which is just, we're just talking to ourselves in this course, but it has to change because that plateau of the cost of education to the income that's coming in seems, and I can be proven wrong, seems to be such a disparity now. You know what I mean? Like, it's schools, I don't know, $100,000 a semester or something. I'll just throw that number out. To where they're making billions and you're making $100,000. There's a huge disparity there.
This pandemic is showing how broken a lot of stuff are. Because all these colleges like, oh, we made all this money from out-of-state tuition and room and board, and now we're not getting that, and we struggling. And they're like, how you, as much money you charging me, you struggling?
Yes.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to hear a goddamn thing from the NCAA about boo-hoo. Like, no. I spent over $250,000, and that's considered, and I'm lucked out because Met students are averaging $300,000 in debt out.
Okay, hang on. You've never told me how much your student debt is, and I am not exaggerating. What you just said made me nauseous. Yes. No. I'm seriously like, do we need to pause the show?
$256,000 was my bill when I graduated, when I was finally done with school. And to put in perspective how bad that is with like 6% interest, out of a 4-year period, I paid what? Something like almost $80,000 towards student loans. And you know how much my student loan went down from like 256 to 252? It went down $4,000, and I paid $80. I'm finally at the point now where I'm actually paying down the loan at a consistent level. Because the first almost decade, it was all interest. And it was like, oh, you pay $100 a month, $200 a month. I'm not paying it now because it's a damn global pandemic. I'm paying $1,700 a month. That's more than my mortgage and my car payment combined. And I can pay it. So I don't want to hear nothing about the NCAA talking about, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, these campuses that got billions of dollars in endowment that was built by slaves. Now I can't. We're going to have to close down if the government don't save us. Like, fuck you. Like, figure it out. Like, you told us to figure it out. Thoughts and prayers.
All right, thank you. Thank you for dragging me back out with that one. I am not exaggerating. Ugh. Like, it's none of my business. That's why I've never asked you, right? And that's why I've never asked Kevin. It's not my business.
Yeah,
I know it's a lot. You told me how much like you spend a month for that. That's fine. But when you said that, you know, like when you know you're going to vomit? I mean, uh-huh. Obviously I said nauseous. That's what it felt like. And I'm like, what's going on right now? And then it put the correlation together, and I started getting chills, and my eyes started watering. So
I've told people that, and they sucks. When they think I was going to be like, oh, what? How much? I'm like, yeah, almost the cost of my house. And at least I make enough where I can pay mine.
Yeah.
It's people who owe more than me and make a fourth of the money. You might as well become a criminal.
And you can't even declare bankruptcy.
You can't live. Why do you think all these people talking about we got to do something about student debt? It's like, it's trillions. You got a whole generation of people that can't do shit. Like nothing. Like you can't buy a house. You can barely buy a car. You can't do anything. You just stuck in place. It's like you just working. And that's why this a thing. So I'm laughing now when I hear the NCAA, no, we can't do it. Like too damn bad. Somebody should tell you what y'all told me. Just do the best you can and cut back on the avocado toast and have personal responsibility. And nobody forced you to go to school and blah, blah, blah. And all that stuff you said now is different when y'all miss one check. Y'all got to finally, you know, pay back that overpriced room and board. Have charged people for like a jail cell room. And now you don't get that. And it's not like, oh, we can't afford to pay Dabo Sweeney. What are we going to do?
Hey, yeah. Tell Dabo, hey, you're working for free. I mean, never mind. You got enough. You're supposed to be a leader leader of young men. Then take some, lead by example.
And so, here's one more byproduct before we move on from that.
Yeah.
You know why else college are getting affected? Because a lot of them are used to getting booster money. A lot of that booster money is oil money.
True.
In case you didn't notice, some people have had to pay companies to keep their oil. Like, oil was negative. Negative. Like, it costs money to own oil.
How does that even work? I mean, serious. Nobody,
we got too much oil. We can't do anything with it. We paying to store it. Don't give us, like, I will pay you to not send me any more. I got too much, and I can't throw it away. And that's why my gas is like $1.48, right where I'm at.
Hasn't gotten there yet here, but we're definitely ridiculously lower.
Because, like, nobody's traveling.
No. Well, South Carolina beaches are reopening, so maybe we washed up with Shahid going for a while, but... But no, I have no sympathy for colleges, universities. When my argument was, we started getting email in the internet when I was basically quitting school, and I always thought, wow, it's gonna be so much easier going forward. And that's why, and I was definitely one of these people. I'm like, what are you complaining about the cost of school for? Like, it's not that much, because it wasn't when I went. And that's called not paying attention or being out of touch. So then I start running into people, like younger people than me, obviously, who have that. And I'm like, wait, how much are you paying? And they're like, yeah. And I go, for what? And that's my thing. Education, the fundamental concept of education has not changed whatsoever. You go to class, somebody teaches you, you leave. And then you do your work on your own. Now it's gotten to the point where if you miss a class, you can email your instructor and ask him something. It's everything's easier, so it makes no sense. Oh, until they go, well, this building's 20 years old, so we should tear it down and build a new one. Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Whenever any businesses that, like any time something's turned into a business, money will lead you to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Education is like that, because pharmacy school is double the price it was when I graduated. Pharmacists are not making double the amount. Pharmacists are making less. Pharmacists are starting off making $10 to $15 less an hour than I started out a decade ago. When I graduated in 2010, I started off making like, what, $51 an hour. Pharmacists now in some places are starting off making like $40, $41. 10 years later. 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. And school costs double. So tell me how that math works.
And then the companies you're working for, well, the pharmaceutical company, well, that's not really the same thing. Never mind.
Imagine Roman Reigns making 1/10 the amount like the Macho Man was making back in the day.
Who? I don't remember Roman Reigns.
Yeah. What's his name? The dude that vanished. It's kind of like...
Yeah, good old what's his name?
Jeez. It's just, it doesn't make, like, the math doesn't make any sense, but it's like people just greedy, and they think short-term, think I can get as much as I can, and y'all just going to deal with it. And now it's at the point where people ain't dealing with it anymore. It's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm not dealing with it, so kiss my ass.
Yeah, we talked about that, too. Like, from when I was in school, it was all, you got to go to school. You have to go to school. You have to go to college. And I know this is like a very Mike Rowe sort of thing, but I actually agree with him to where it was, all right, there's nothing wrong with doing a trade. But when I was, and this is, and maybe you have a different experience with this, but when I was going to school, it was like, you want to be a plumber? You want to be in construction? Like, it was looked down upon to where there's that whole generation is like, they don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, it changed. It's changed, because now the whole thing is like, why go to school? Like, I'm going to be perfectly honest with anybody listening. Unless you really love healthcare or it's free, I would not recommend anybody going to health field.
I don't understand why anyone does.
Even I mean, it's important. It's necessary, but I'm like, y'all don't... All this, we going to fly a plane over the sky to say, y'all, we love you. We going to get a free McDonald's hamburger. What am I going to do with that? Like, no. Like, we... No, like, it's so like, oh, y'all heroes now. Mm-hmm. No. I'm like, fuck being a hero. Pay me. I don't give a damn about trying to be Superman. Give me a check like I'm X-Factor. They work for the government. Pay me.
Wait a minute.
You go to school all those years. You rack up all that debt. You working all these hours or putting your life at risk. And now people are like, oh, well, we can't pay you. Or we got work less hours, or we're a trash bag because you don't get a mask, but you a hero. what the supervillains doing? Like, I'm be a villain. Fuck this hero
stuff. I keep telling you to come to the dark side, and you keep saying you like, just won't let yourself. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, I'm like, being in a healthcare job's important because it's necessary. But even then, it's like, we know it's necessary. I don't feel like it. It's like, I feel sometimes like I'm wasting my time. Like, why am I bothering? Like, y'all don't, like, people, they don't want to pay us. They want to cut our hours back. They want to give us the tools we need. But it's like, we ain't around. Who taking care of y'all?
Well, I was gonna interrupt and go, so you're trying to tell me when people are flashing their lights on their patios and front doors or honking their horns, that's not payment enough to show you how much they care?
This is a Michael Bay movie.
That's a real thing.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I was like, no, that's real.
We gonna sing a song.
Dude.
Fuck us. Give me a mask.
Well, you mean you don't like videos of people applauding you? That doesn't warm your heart and make you want to work harder?
I can't eat applause.
Oh, that's the most self-indulgent, douchey thing. Like, there was, and I know AEW's not your favorite, but going to wrestling, but I've seen it with other things like celebrities and that bullshit. But like, AEW had a 5-minute video. I'm like, oh, what's this? It's just them applauding. And I was like, ew. It's like that Gal Gadot thing, the singing Imagine, that bullshit. Oh, God. It's, one, the Gal Gadot thing is so hard to sit through. Like, I watched that with, like, reaction video of, like, comedians watching it and just goofing on it. So I'm like, all right, I tried watching it on my own. Holy God. That's...
I never watched it.
Oh.
So I heard everybody talking about it. I'm like, well, I put myself through it. But no, this is the equivalent of, like, the whole thank you for your service. Like...
Yes, that's another
thing. Really, yeah, I'm like, don't... You want to thank me? Pay me. Mm-hmm. Or give me the stuff that's needed. Otherwise, what you thanking me for? Being a sucker? And at least my job high paying. Imagine you one of these low paying jobs. You gotta go in there. Like, you gotta do that. Like, they forcing people out. Like, they passed the act where, the meat companies, y'all gotta stay open. Y'all die. I'm like, what if this black and... I remember reading about stuff like this from... Y'all doing this back in the day. Like, Gangs of New York era. Like, books about that. Like, y'all gotta work, you know, taking care of the meat till y'all drop dead. I thought we moved past that. It's 2020. We doing the same stuff we did 100 years ago. And people are like, well, I need my pork chops. They die. Fuck you. No. Eat vegetables. I'm like, no. I try not to get riled up during Ramadan. Okay. So when I'm off, no, it's fine. Because when I'm off, I just try to relax and just watch simple stuff like a Steve Austin movie on Amazon Prime. But I see the stuff going on. The last one I saw was Recoil. It was like him and Danny Trejo. Okay. It's like an hour. Like, yeah, it's like a lot of Steve Austin movies I never even heard of.
Okay.
Let's pop up. Like, oh, I'll watch this. And it was like, it's fine. You know, Steve Austin, ex-cop, getting revenge. They killed his family. Danny Trejo is the bad guy. It's like, you recognize 3 or 4 people, a whole bunch of no names. You know exactly what you're getting. You turn on the background, and you enjoy for what it is. That's how I'm spending my days off, because I know I'm going to work. I'm just going to deal with all the stuff we got at work. Like, I won't talk about the stuff that's going on. I'll talk about off the air. But let's just say it's kind of like, even people who know better don't know better, because it's kind of like they're for, like, they have to make certain decisions because they're ruled by money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
People be damned. And I always tell people, I would have thought the Egyptians told us that taking your money with you when you're dead just means that somebody else is going to get it. Because you can't use it. I'm like, all that economics and economy stuff don't matter. Oh, Walking Dead, you think they care about the economy? Like, don't y'all, have y'all watched that show? You ever hear people arguing about money? No, you know why? Because nobody mad about money because almost everybody's dead.
Oh, fuck. We had a perfect set.
I never watched a Mad Max movie tomorrow. Can I get $20?
Yeah. Well, they change your currency different ways. So. Yeah. Real quick, on like the Amazon Prime thing, to try and keep it light again. Have you ever seen Cutting Class? It's an 80s horror movie.
No.
Okay. That is a starring vehicle for one Mr. Brad Pitt. Holy God. Like, you, and I thought it was like, oh, this must be like 1980, 81 or something. It was 1989. So in 3 years or 2 years, he's in Thelma and Louise. This movie's absolute garbage. I mean, it makes no sense, and it's unwatchable. So I don't suggest watching it, but just where I was watching with Elise, we're sitting there, and I go, wait a minute, who is that? It was a guy in, like, a phone booth. I'm like, because we turned out later, and all of a sudden, I was like, well, this guy's clearly not the killer. It's got to be the other guy. And she goes, yeah, the killer's Brad Pitt. I'm like, what? So we just keep watching, and all of a sudden, I go, wait a minute, that's Brad Pitt. I'm like, did you see the rundown? She goes, yeah. I was like, oh. I was like, I thought you were a fucking genius all of a sudden. But yeah, and then he's not the killer. So it's just trash. But it was really weird seeing, like, that was his first, like, starring role in a movie, which I'd never heard of. I always thought it was Thelma and Louise. So a little quick trivia for everybody. That's all. But yeah, it's the old Amazon Prime, which is far superior to Netflix now for just movies.
You know what? Honestly, it's kind of like a wash because it's just, I don't even go to Hulu. It's so much stuff out.
True.
Like, I don't even, like, some stuff, not just stuff that, all the Lethal Weapons on Amazon, Netflix. Not even stuff like that, just so much original stuff. Like, people just make them like, Frank Grillo made a movie with Anthony Mackie.
What was that one?
It's someone that's like, was a criminal, like, Anthony Mackie's like a nurse or something, and Frank Grillo's a criminal, and they working together to rescue his family or some stuff like that. It's like, it's a zillion movies like that. Like, you ain't even heard of, like, such and such, blah, 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 doing a movie. Or, yeah. And, like, Amazon Prime's the same thing. Like, there's so many shows Amazon Prime has. Jack Ryan's about to be on. I haven't seen a second of Jack Ryan.
Nope.
It's done 2 seasons. Bosch has done, like, 5 seasons. That Kate Beckinsale show, I've never seen. The Julia Roberts one, I've never seen. I won't even get started about Apple. I just made the joke about, the blind Jason Momoa, the blind people with ninjas and all that stuff. Chris Evans has a show on Apple now, where, like, his son accused of murder. Like,
okay. No, I haven't heard of any. Well, I haven't heard of that one. I've heard the other stuff.
Yeah, it's so much stuff out. You just find stuff by accident. So you just fall in a rabbit hole. It's like, I'll just watch what I watch. If I get behind, I get behind. Like, I don't. You know what happened? As soon as Crisis on Infinity, whatever the last thing we got.
Crisis.
As soon as that happened and the pandemic hit, it's like, you know what? It's like, because it seemed like that was over, and then and then COVID started, and everything started to change. It's like, it's like you catch up with someone, like, I get to it. Basically, what happened is, like, and then by the time, March came, you wasn't going to movies anymore. Like, Bloodshot was the last movie I saw in the movie theater, and I went to see it. It was, like, 6 feet in the theater. I was kind of feeling like, should I be out and about? I was kind of feeling, like, uneasy then. And then it was like, okay, no more movies, and everything closed. So now it's just like, when it's on, it's on. I'll catch it when I catch it. I won't feel bad. What is time anyway? Like, sometimes, and I'm working, and some days I forget what day it is.
See, I don't, because we're still working. Like, I'm busier than I have been, so I still know exactly what day it is. But come like Friday when I'm done, the weekends, it's so weird right now. They fly by and then don't. I'll look up, like, it's 2 o'clock already, and then I'll check again, and it seems like it's been 7 hours. It's only 4. It's like, I don't know what my body's doing, but, when it comes to Prime, I'm not watching anything like people should watch. And it's just the dumbest thing. Like, and I've always been that way, but I watched a 47 Meters Below. Is that what it's called?
Okay, the shark movie?
Yes, but it's the sequel.
Oh, the sequel, okay.
Yes. I wanted that movie to end so many times, because every time it's the end, something else happens. And you just go, I hope all these bitches die. I don't care anymore. I mean, even they're playing, it's like an NXT pay-per-view, man. Every time you think it's the end, the music starts coming up, and you're like, oh, awesome. Oh, there's the little WWE thing in the corner. And nope, shark. I'm like, Oh my god! And these are the most, like, the dexterity of these two ladies, the girls actually, they're high school students, is it's something to aspire to. They get bitten, torso, sharks drag them underwater, drag them back out, biting legs, doing this, and they nary have a scratch on them. It's incredible. And these are, by the way, blind sharks. You have to watch to find out why. But I watched the whole thing, and I just went, and even Lisa goes, what are you watching? I'm like, I don't know, some shark movie. And then in my, now of course, since I watched one shark movie, I'm getting all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently trying to get through one called The Last Shark. This is, and I'm, this is no exaggeration, almost a shot-for-shot remake, if not a beat-for-beat ripoff of Jaws. There's the crusty guy that lives on the boat, like, so it'd be like Robert Shaw. You've got the scientist. You've got a governor, not the mayor, the governor. You've got a shark that's just killing people for no reason. But in this one, they put a shark-proof net around the bay. And of course it doesn't work, but I will give it this. I don't know if you've seen Jaws 4, you know, the one with Michael Caine, The Revenge. Michael Caine goes to rescue them, and in the theatrical release, the shark pops up and drags the helicopter, killing the Jamaican guy. The shark jumps out of the water, pulls the helicopter down into the water. That actually happens in The Last Shark, which came out 20 years before that. So I was like, this is kind of funny. They're ripping off Jaws, but then later on, Jaws rips them off, which just reminds me, did that happen in that... That might have actually happened in that 47 Meters Below. Anyways, but it's like, that's the spiral. Like, I watched the, what was it, Lady Frankenstein? We watched... Yeah, we watched something called Lady Frankenstein. And the negative's so bad. But, like, the Frankenstein's monster looks like a fucking goof. And I'm like, I'm watching this.
It couldn't have been any worse than that Frankenstein movie with James McAvoy and Daniel Radcliffe.
Now, see, I won't watch that. But I'll watch this hunk of shit.
Then you're smart.
It makes no sense. No, this movie sucks.
No,
this
you're smart. Because I tried watching this, but I'm like, wow, who thought this was... Like, some movies, I'm like, who thought this was a good idea? Like, some stuff you can see is, like, you thought it could be something, or, you know, of course it'd be something. And some stuff is like, y'all really thought this was going to work? Like, the last one, I thought, like, Dr. Doolittle.
No, no.
Really? Yeah. I'm like, it ain't like Robert Downey Jr. needs the money. He must have just been, I'm doing a favor for, you know, you wrote Syriana. Wow, you know, like, like the pedigree was amazing for a movie that was like, who asked for this?
Yeah, I thought that as soon as I saw the preview for it. So,
I'm like, it's three, you know, you had two generations of people like, the Eddie Murphy one or the one before that. I'm like, nobody.
Is that Dick Van Dyke? No.
I don't know who it was. It might. I can't remember who was
one of those guys that probably looked like Dick Van Dyke back then. Because you know, but all the Hollywood guys looked the same.
Like, you already had Dr. Doolittle, and you already had a remake, and now you're making another remake. Like, this ain't Spider-Man.
I mean, at least they tried something different, I guess. But I didn't see it. Like, no interest at all.
So, but movie's just gonna be weird now, where it's like nothing in the theater. And the funny thing is, depending on how things go, Bad Boys might be the highest grossing movie of 2020. Who would have guessed that when the year started?
That is pretty crazy. Especially because it didn't seem like a movie anybody was asking for.
And it made $400 million as an R-rated movie in January. And I got the Blu-ray. I watched it this week. Help holds up. I'm like,
oh, better. It's only January.
Yeah. I'm like, this movie way better had any right to be. And that still exists, but it's... No, I'm going to turn on Netflix and see where it leads me. And I'm afraid of the big budget movie because I tried watching Six Underground. I'm like, nope.
Oh, did you try watching it again?
No. I'm going to try Extraction. Everything I heard from Extraction is great action, horrible story. It's all the reviews I heard. So, I mean, it's Chris Hemsworth. We'll see. Well, but yeah. It's like, I mean, it's, I'm not going to watch Men in Black International, so.
No. What was the Ben Affleck one that was on Netflix? I already forgot what that was.
What was that?
Yeah.
That's one is that. I know it's one, triple something. Triple six? No, Triple Threat is a kung fu movie.
Yeah, which I've not gotten to. Cause it's, yeah. I think it's got two subtitles.
Triple six. Or something, I think. Yeah. That was actually it. The funny thing is, it's an enjoyable movie, but it's not what you think it's going to be.
Yes.
You think it's going to be all action. It's like, no, the action in the beginning, and it's a whole bunch of talking and people doing stupid stuff. Yeah. Being greedy. Nah. Leave some of the money, the helicopter. Nah, we can take it all.
Yeah.
You, like, see, I just laugh because it's kind of like people that greedy in real life. So, of course, I should see in a movie. Because people are greedy now. And I was thinking about greed because I was thinking about, like, the guy that runs Amazon. I don't think, we can wrap up, I guess. I don't think people fathom how much money he has.
Oh, no, no. I don't think it's here
a number. Oh, 130 something billion. Yeah, billion.
Oh, is it that? It's that much?
Yes. Yes. Billion.
Okay.
Basically, the split between, you would have to make as much money as he has, you would have to, if you made like $4,800 a day and you worked every day for 80 years, you'd make that. So basically, if you made what I made every 2 weeks, every day, and you lived to the age of 80, you can be Jeff Bezos. Just think about that.
How is he not a sports owner? And I know, I'm not trying to be glib about it. Like, honestly, how does he not own...
He could buy every... He could probably buy every team in American professional sports. The Big Four. Every single one. All of them.
True. Yes.
All of them. Yeah. And have money left over. That's how rich he is. And that's what some of these teams worth $4 or $5 billion. He could buy every one.
And this is the asshole that said that the people who have time off should give their time off to other employees that are going to run out of time off.
And get rid of people who are complaining about work environments because they're working like a dog and they can't do social distancing with no masks. And then they complain they get fired. Yeah, this guy was right, I can get my stuff the next day. You can't even do that anymore. I'm like, I'm paying for Amazon Prime. I'm paying for next day shipping. Am I getting stuff next day? Nope. I get it when they feel like it. They might tell me, oh, you might get it in a month, and then it shows up like a week later. Ah, here you go. You feel good. We said May 15th. It came April 29th. Aren't you happy? No, I'm not happy. I pay $120-something a year. I'm paying for a service. I'm going to get in the service, and you gouging everybody else. Like, yeah, I just think about that number. He could buy WWE.
And that's where I wanted to... I know we did a lot of wrestling, but yeah. Boy, that'd be something. But yeah, it's like the rumors are starting again about, especially with everything that's been going on, like XFL, now WWE, like not losing money, but gaining money still, even though diminishing ratings, which, you know, you can look at it a bunch of ways. But, so now, the latest one, right before we started, I saw it, that Fox and ESPN are going to buy it. And it's going to be by the middle of May. So it's not May yet, but this coming month that they're going to own it. And I asked you before we started, like, how are they going to do that? Are they legitimately going to split it up? Like, how bizarre would that be?
Run it together.
And you know that's not how these guys work.
I mean, they doing it. The whole thing is the only difference between... It'd be like how they treat the other sports packages, but they get control over it. Because it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's like they're on both networks now. And shoot, it'd be funny. People make a joke. Imagine Kenny Feige ran WWE. Had Triple H be in charge. It's like, I see how he booked the Avengers. I trust him more than I trust Vince McMahon these days. So, it's just funny to be like, The funny thing is I bought some WWE stock like last week. I might buy a little bit more. Who knows? But I'm so turned off by wrestling. And I think when all those firings came out and those furloughs, that really was like, you know what? What am I doing? I really feel like watching empty arena stadiums knowing they just putting these people at risk so they can get paid for money they don't need. I'm like, no. Somebody else, I'm not blaming the wrestlers because they got to do what they got to do. They got families and they got their jobs. But the people up front should know better. And they don't. And they can do what they want to do, but they don't mean I need to go with a ride. Like, I saw bits and pieces of Rondo Samoa Joe's back. And funny, like, now the Raw announced team is basically the SmackDown announced team with Samoa Joe. Because they got Lawler out of there. I guess he's good. Because I don't need to hear more racist jokes. But I'm like, I'm going to watch wrestling again when Money in the Bank comes. The most wrestling I've been watching has been Dark Side of the Ring. Because it's like, yeah. I'm just have a sour taste in my mouth about how wrestling's operating. Like, they cutting people they ain't need to. Just so, and they end up, oh, we going to make more than we thought we was going to make. I guess so.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, we're going to make more than we thought we were going to make. And, hey, Kenny Velasquez, we don't need you anymore. Gerald, you've been here for 50-something years. Yeah, we need you to take a furlough. Like, but what?
I'm like,
why? We got plenty of money.
Well, man, well, imagine we had more. No, like, this, I don't mind people making money. But too many times, it's like, the more you make, you just got to keep making, it just becomes evil. Like, yeah, well, you've been here. You helped me here while I'm at Powell, but, you know, I got to, our stock numbers are hit, so take a break. No hard feelings. And people defend it like, oh, well, WWE got numbers to keep. Why do you care about what numbers WWE got to make? You don't work for WWE. Like, that's what get me is when fans start to say, well, Vince got to do it. Like, why? Why do you care what Vince has to do? He ain't doing it for you. You're not getting a profit from it. Why are you defending Vince? I'm like, why are you defending Vince? Vince McMahon does not need your help. Why are you defending him? You sound like an idiot. and then you're going to defend Vince McMahon, but then bitch when he put the title on Brock Lesnar. How'd that sound?
Yeah, it was funny. Kevin and I talked a little bit about this on the Stunt Granny show. This is before all the new stuff. And I just told him, I was like, Vince McMahon's a horrible person. Like, this is his call. Or if it's not his call, I'll do the devil's advocate. If it's not his call, and this is where I don't, he's still horrible because he allowed this to happen. Because someone, I can't imagine that he's given autonomy to anybody underneath him. He's like, yes, you can do this, you do this. Everything still goes through me, just like it's the writing, the TV shows. I bet 90% that's exactly how, 99%, well, fine, I'll do that thing. That's how it goes. So when someone goes, all right, we're going to get rid of these guys, he's just like, nah, we're cool. Because it isn't like the WWE's a family, and that all that bullshit you hear from, mind you, the people who are always successful there. Like, I love the New Day, right? But they started that bullshit. On the last, like, it was a podcast with Tyler Breeze. They were like, no, you just keep banging. I'm like, what about a guy like Zack Ryder? Or, Wade Barrett wasn't part of the New One. I'm trying to keep it current. But what about all these guys who had stuff that just kept pushing, and they kill them?
Well, what you expect them to say? But here's the whole thing. What you expect them to say?
Right.
They're put in that position where it's like, you know, we got to say this, and it worked. You know, by happenstance, it worked for us, so we're going to say it didn't work.
Exactly.
Like, so they kind of stuck where it's like, they're not going to say it didn't work. It did work for them. It don't work for everybody. It didn't work for Zack Ryder. It worked for Zack Ryder until it didn't work for Zack Ryder.
Yeah. See, in that case, though, I would say don't even bring it up. You know, there's a way around it. Don't mention it.
But they get put in a position where it's like, that's the thing. You know, Roman Reigns is the luckiest person in the world because he just chilling.
Yeah.
And he don't got to be in a put in a position like Seth Rollins to sound like a damn fool defending a company knowing it sound like trash.
Yeah.
He don't got to do, and people, and smart people have something like, yeah, Roman ain't trying to die. So it's like, someone call him a traitor, it's like that, but I'm like, people with common sense know the deal, so they're not going to give him any slack. So he don't have to worry about being that type of position where he going to get that, like, defended. Like, I saw that Jimmy Snuka episode. Why would I think Vince, you know, I know, yeah, Vince McMahon has done some good things. He's done a whole lot of bad things, too. Yeah. Like some real bad, I got a man off murder type thing.
Yeah. But real quick, on Roman Reigns, if my understanding is right, please correct me, they said his wife is pregnant with twins, which I believe is his second set of twins. He's going to have 5 kids. Because he's already got the one daughter. So maybe it's just like the one set. But regardless, this is a guy that had a kid, came out, they pushed him like crazy, people turned on him, he gets leukemia, like everyone's on his side, he comes back, becomes just another guy, to be honest, and then he goes...
Was just about to get the title again, because like, yeah. Okay... We like you now, and then this hits, and now he got more kids.
Yeah, and then he's busy doing his thing at home. Good on him. And now he's going to have twins. It's like, and then, nah, I'm not showing up for work. And he's got to be, and I know, you know, I'm not saying he's not coming back. I'm not stupid. But he doesn't need to. He's got his cousin. He made an impression, Hobbs and Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah. I got these babies. I got my own health to take care of. And you know what? Nah.
And you're like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like this how they treating us? Like, if you ain't... Because even, like, think about it. Even Triple H gets shits on. Mm-hmm. He married to his daughter.
That's got to be the most awkward thing.
So I'm like, unless you are McMahon... unless you Stephanie McMahon. Because I'm about to say, unless you're McMahon... You gotta look out for your back. But the other thing about all this stuff, Shane dealt with.
Yep.
So being McMahon don't really mean that much if you're the wrong type of McMahon. So it's like, yeah, kick by. It's funny you bring up the whole thing with Roman Reigns. Kyle listens to like Lillian Garcia podcast, and they had like Gail Kim, Lita, and Christy Hemme.
I've not listened to
that. Christy Hemme had quadruplets.
Yes, it was in vitro, in utero, whatever it is. Yes.
It's like, yes. Wow.
Can you just imagine that? Like, and I know from the woman's perspective, obviously, you're carrying around like a litter of kids, basically, right? But just imagine, like, that's kind of the thing with like the in vitro and all that stuff. But just imagine that all you're trying to do is have one kid. And all of a sudden, you're like, well, good news is I'm pregnant. Bad news is we are in some financial dire straits for a long time now.
Oh. You know what I've heard from parents that have multiple kids? They say you get to a certain point, the cost only matters once you get, like, it's the cost kind of scales up to when you get like high school, college, because like it's not that much more expensive between feeding 2 kids and 4 kids, because it's like you buying in bulk anyway, so it's like
all right.
Yeah. It's not like you spend. It's like you spend. You know, it's not like, okay, I went from buying a two pound bag of rice to a 4 pound bag of rice. The price triples. Like, price different. Like $1. So, and I've shopped. No, I remember how my family shopped. It was like 5 of us. So, I mean, it's expensive, but it's like it's not that much more. The college fund.
Forget it. Yeah, here's a football. Here's a basketball, and you guys. The 4 of you fight it out. There's only 1 ball each. You got to play with each other. So,
y'all watch my one of y'all. Here's some wrestling. I'm gonna send you to Uncle Matt. You can learn how to wrestle.
Yeah, yes, but no. I've always thought about the position Triple H is in. Like, he's positioned as like this godfather of the next generation of NXT, right? And then it's even been said, like, when they come up to the main roster, they'll ask him for something, and he goes, "You got to talk to Vince."
Yeah.
And you know he's got to be sitting there going, oh, yeah.
Like it's like I'm afraid of, like, I'm protecting my babies because I know what my dad going to do.
Yeah.
And then, and it's like I'm stuck because I can't really, once they hear, I can't do nothing.
Yeah. And it's got to be the weirdest position. And then, and I know Vince probably doesn't even read it or doesn't even care, but another thing is everyone talking about, like, well, just let Triple H take over. And, like, you think Vince just goes, I'm not going anywhere. And then second, what is this bullshit, everyone trying to kick me out? And then take it out on him? But
here's the thing.
I'm sure it's not it. But
I mean, it might be part of it, but it's like, he know. Like, everything you hear is about kind of like, it's going to be, whenever Vince goes, it's going to be Triple H's show. But the thing is, when Vince going to go? Like, yep. Vince looks real old lately. But
did
you never know.
Any of the celebration on Friday?
No.
Okay.
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, he was looking real old. So.
Yeah, I'm like, because it's kind of like, you know, with a rough, it like that Ric Flair agent lived, you know, because it was like, he was looking like young and vibrant up until, what, 5-6 years ago? And then he started aging like Captain America in Endgame. Like, he just started getting, like, that whole Ric Flair thing. I aged 20 years in 2 years. Because the Ric Flair one will always just weird me out. Because people say, oh, it was not like, no, it wasn't natural. You look at Ric Flair when he first got back to WWE, was that whole, the consortium thing.
Yes.
And like him beefing the Undertaker. And then look at Ric Flair when he joined Evolution. They look like two, Ric Flair, like he aged like a decade in a year and a half.
Yep. I don't get it.
I don't know what happened. It's like, oh, maybe because like I started, he didn't think he was going to be wrestling. And he started wrestling and it's like, your body like, no, because it happened to him and Bischoff. Because Bischoff, the same thing. Like, his hair turned white.
Well, like, listen to his podcast. He said it had actually been white for a long time. So, he was always dying it.
But his face is like... Oh, yeah. His face, it didn't get fat. It turned like a blockhead. Like, his head, like his... Like, I look at Bischoff at WCW, and Bischoff, like, his head looks different. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know what it is. Like, you just hit a certain peak, and it's like, oh... Time to melt. Because they saw Michael, same thing. Shawn Michaels is starting to look old.
Yes. Well, yeah. Everyone knows about his history. But it's like, yeah, drugs are a hell of a thing, man. So.
Yeah. Like, because you got clean on me, it just goes back to zero. Like, that ain't how it worked.
Yeah. That's like, oh boy. So.
Like, a heartbreak kid, like a soon to be heart attack man. And he looked in great shape from like the. From the neck down, but his face, like, it's like all that city mile just pow. Just hit Triple H, the same thing. And Rock, the only one that looks younger. I guess not dealing with the BS and living comfortably. You just age different. Because think about it, Rock, the same age group as all of them, and he looks like he 10 years younger than Triple H.
Yes. Well, it's funny. Remember a while back we were talking about Triple H's hair?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's got a full head of hair. He just decided to shave it. He was on like the bump or something, and he's got a full head of hair under there. So, what a weird choice.
Like, I was tired of cutting it because I mean it's funny where you look weird when you hit a certain age with a whole bunch of hair.
Yes. Like Jericho.
It's like, I just think like Mel Gibson.
Oh, I forgot. It's too late to bring it up. We can talk about it next time. I watched The Mule. Was it The Mule? No, not The Mule. That was Clint Eastwood. I watched that too. What's the one? The Bloodfather?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that. That's a man with a lot of hair. That whole beginning part where he's got the beard, which he grew that crazy beard, and he shaved off, and you're like, oh. I mean, I've got growth, but
no,
not like Wolverine. That.
That's Wolverine.
That looks like a chore to shave. I understand, like if it's that big, nah, I'm not shaving this. I'm with you. I get it. That looks like that's an entire day to take something like that off your face.
That's an endeavor. No, yeah. It's just you hit a certain because you know you hit a certain age. You're just like, I'm going to have a short, you know, I'm going to have a hair-appropriate hair. Because, like, having all that hair just looks weird. Because I'm trying to think of, like, people who had, like, that big, besides Jericho, people had that big hair back in the day when they, like, in their 20s and 30s. They don't have it. Even if they could have it, they don't tend to have it in their 50s and 60s. Like, you don't see a whole bunch of actors with, like, a big flowing locks in your 50s.
No.
They keep it short. You know, like, they keep it, like, you know, short. Or they go... ball, or they go all the way ball.
Yeah, I was thinking because what's his name? Well, he's not 50, but Edge, he had the long hair. He's grown that back, but he also did that because of Vikings, so he didn't have to wear a wig anymore. Which I guess he'd wear extensions anyways. But yeah, off that, no, you're right. I can't really think. All right, I know this is a very dated reference, but and be dead serious. What about Fabio?
I can't remember the last time I seen him. Like
that's true.
But I remember I saw him yet because it's like a lot of actors are short because like Michael Bolton cut his.
Kenny G.
He cut his too. I don't know if he grew it back, but it's like I can't remember last time I saw Ken. Keanu's like the only like. Keanu still got, he's closest where it's like, I still got my hair, I'm in my 50s.
True. But he doesn't really, well.
But he doesn't have a whole lot. But
yeah,
he didn't
was
go
never
to,
huge.
Yeah. He didn't go to, he don't have, he's not rocking like the Brad Pitt.
Yeah, oh yeah. Basically. Yeah. Oh yeah, another guy that would never do that. And this is an entirely a white guy thing too. Like, you don't see any black guys like with fros still. Like, after a certain age, they stop doing it. I'm trying to think of one and I can't.
No, black people is kind of like you. How long you get to keep your hairline, and then once you start going back, you go bald. Cause no, you watch old. Cause you can tell like a rock movie. Cause like it's some where the hairline's starting to go. He's still trying to keep it up until like when he do like Faster and Snitch. It's like all right, like your game plan. Last time like in Race to Wish Mountain, like that hairline is going back and back. Like, I'm still trying to hold on to it, but once he hit like. Faster and Fast Five eras, like it's gone. It ain't coming back. I ain't trying to bring it back. Like when you hit that era, it's weird. Which is weird when he's like, I see movie like Vin Diesel, and he had hair.
Yes,
I'm like, it look right.
Yeah.
Oh, because his movies, he did movies when he was bald, and these was movies after he was bald and he grew hair. And I'm like, no,
yeah,
this ain't right.
No, there's a certain point where you have to stop. Like, I don't know, like, I know we both went pretty early, but, like, I know a lot of people, like, growing their hair out and not, like, shaving and all this bullshit during, the quarantine. And it's like, well, okay, that's fine. That's your decision. But at the same time, why? Like, I shaved. I actually shaved for the first time in, like, a year or two. And I'm like, all right, it doesn't look that bad. That was, like, the test. And then I shaved again. I'm like, all right, I'm so used to this. My head? Hell no. I keep shaving that thing. It got to the point where, like, the top, like, you get, like, the bad. So you have to make a conscious decision. You, like, for me, you have to deal with it to allow it to grow out and be a skullet. or you can't. Because there's a certain point to where when you lose your hair, you can look more bald than you are. And what I'm meaning is the sides are big enough and they're low enough to where, like, even if it's up, like, a quarter inch, it makes you look worse than having, like, long hair with no hair. Like, to get to the Hulk Hogan thing is a lot of effort. And I'm like, I'll go... I almost said Jesse Ventura. His is even worse. I'll go to Steve Austin for a while. Just forget it. Or the Cesaro. I like how Cesaro does his. So, anyways.
Yeah. It's just, like, for me, it's kind of like, if I cut my clock, I'm not trying to look like, you know, Sherman Hemsley.
Thank you. I could not.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do the George Jefferson. Like, no, I'm not that. Nope. If I'm a 60s baby, fine. No, I'm not. Because that's exactly how it would look. It would look thick on the sides and bald on top. I'm not trying to look like a 70s cop or 80s criminal.
Amos? You know, in Good Times, did he have a weird hairline?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what he had. It's like, no, that's. And he's like, no, I'm going to go bald. And it's kind of like. I can't pull off the Jason Statham, otherwise I would do that. Because his is kind of like almost bald. Like, it's kind of like, because he got the balding thing there, but he makes it work. But it's like, I keep it just enough length so you knew I have hair, but not enough so you can laugh at my hairline.
Yeah.
You can pull that off. And if I could consistently have that, I would do it. But that takes work. And I don't feel like putting that much work. I'm going to just shave it all off and just try to keep like a little, like, you know, cut it, believe, an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not... Well, no, that's what I do. I'm not that confident. I know it'll grow out quicker. It'll grow out quick, so I want to deal with it for too long. I just don't have the nerve to shave it all the way down. I just don't. Maybe I should try it once. I just know I'm not going to. I'd go and have someone do it. So... Alright, so enough old man talk, guys. We got to get out of here. So, next week we talk about the other stuff we left off and whatever else. So, thanks for listening. I guess we're going to be on Spotify pretty soon. Kevin's been working on that, so I was like, all right, more power to you, my friend. So look for us on there. iTunes, we're all up there. Just look for Audio Update Stunt Granny. Hopefully we can get that fixed too. So thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week, and I'll let Shahid take us out.
Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Adulhadi, and don't be rushing to no restaurants for some mediocre food. Stay in the damn house. We are out.